we're going to start by talking about bed bugs, of all things. There you go. There's something for your breakfast on Sunday, something to have along with that. Rick Moskowitz is here from A-Plus Pest Control, and I didn't realize that this is his sixth time on the show, Rick?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Sixth time.
That's I should have been keeping track. I probably would have limited the number of times you could be on the show.
That was a lot of years, Mike.
I know.
It's we were both a lot younger.
Speak for yourself, dude.
Okay.
And he's even got his guitar. He's threatening to do his new jingle. Oh, geez. And what's interesting, and Rick is often, let me put it that way, on radio shows all over the area. And I don't think any of the other ones let you play your guitar, do they?
No.
I'm it, right?
You're it. Well, I had the mandolin last time, remember last
yes,
year?
Yes, I do remember that. You had the mandolin. And to his right is George Manning, who's an entomologist. George, good morning. You can speak right in there, too.
Good morning.
The name of your company, again, is American
Pest Solutions.
American Pest Solutions. And you guys are actually kind of competitors. I mean, I thought
friendly
it was
competitors.
Friendly competitors. Is that how it works in the business
I would
now?
Say so.
Okay, good. Because I don't want you guys duking it out here, you know, and sabotaging one another here on the show. And next to George is Kay. Is it Karash?
Karish, yeah.
Karish. I'm sorry. Kay is with Green Building Connections. And then to wrap things up, a kind of a hero of mine. And I say that because when I was studying to be a master gardener, back in the past century, I studied up at the Chicago Botanic Garden, and a guy who taught actually entomology, and you guys might know this, Dr. Frederick Miller from Joliet Junior College. You know him, George.
I know of him. I don't know him personally.
Yeah. He taught the entomology course that I took, and he taught other things, and he's working with something called the Urban Agriculture Summer Institute at Joliet Junior College. And basically, it's getting high school students interested in doing urban agriculture. And that is coming up, and we will talk to him about that and how you get registered for that if you're interested in it. And it's a cool course. It sounds like it's pretty intensive, and we'll get more of the details from Dr. Frederick Miller. He is a guy, I might as well say it now, he said, this will apply to you in the studio, because you know this story too. Now, he was speaking in terms of gardening and folks who see insects and other bugs, and I use bugs in quotes and to cover everything, because we know that worms are not insects and spiders are not insects and slugs are not insects. But let's say bugs. And Dr. Miller, when he taught the course, and he said something that I have stolen and used many times in garden talks, which is, he says that people ask two questions. What is it, and how do I kill it? And they usually skip the first question. And I just thought that was one of the most remarkable things I'd ever heard about bugs. And what it shows is, given what you guys do, it's kind of interesting because it shows if one, we're not curious, you know, because we're not interested in what it is. We just want to kill it. Well, how do you know you're supposed to kill it if you don't know what it is? And that to me is very frustrating, and it shows our lack of curiosity. We don't like anything that crawls or creeps, and we don't realize that they actually have places on this planet, and they have jobs to do, just like we have jobs to do, and they help our flora in various ways. They a lot of these bugs and insects add life to our soils. And they do other things. I was wondering, since you're an entomologist, George, you want to comment on that?
Yes. Actually, the biggest problem that people have is something of the unknown. So they fear the unknown, and little creatures, all these arthropods, bugs, are part of the unknown. So when they are confronted with them, they feel it's something they have to get rid of. So there's a fear factor. Mm-hmm. But I think in education, that would go in any of the gardening programs that exist, people become familiar with these creatures that do help. Of course, you mentioned worms, and certainly they are a big factor, and lots of people are raising red worms to use in composting and so on and so forth. So there's a familiarity with different types of creatures that are, for many people, fear factors.
Yeah, and I think that's it. So and how do you overcome the fear? Knowledge. That's how you overcome the fear. And if we're not curious and if we're not interested in finding out what it is we have here, we're just going to continue to have that fear. And then our response to every single bug is going to be, how do you kill it?
Well, there's another thing, too, that propagates fear, and that's with children. I remember years ago with my two children, Leslie and Michael, on the North Avenue beach, and we were walking towards an area where the boardwalk goes out, juts into the lake there. And people were just approaching the boardwalk, and we saw the gulls out there on the shoreline. And I told the kids, let's go over and see what it is. And when we got there, it was full of different agricultural, different insects that showed up. And we turned our back to the people so that the kids wouldn't see the reaction that people might have to all those little insects that were all over the place, just because I was concerned about that kind of an experience. You don't know when it happens. But sometimes it's just instilled in a child, and it grows up.
Well, you know, and I wonder about that, too, because one of the things that I've noticed is that it seems to be divided. You've got the kids that are fearless, and they love all insects, and everything is, let's touch it. Let's, you know, when you do the insect petting zoo that the the Illinois Master Gardeners do, and Sarah knows about this because she's been part of it. We have these giant millipedes that are, you know, 8 inches, 10 inches long, and they're kind of fun actually, to you know, and the hissing cockroaches, which are and these are exotic animals, and tarantula, and you can let the tarantula run. And if you know what you're dealing with, there's really no fear. It's kind of cool.
That's right.
But as you said, it's that fear of the unknown.
Well, when they're in your house, then it gets scary sometimes.
All right. Well, let's segue into that. Drag that microphone over there, Rick Moskowitz. That leads to something that we've been dealing with in the country, and that is bed bugs.
Yes.
Is it an epidemic? Is it a plague?
The answer, well, plague. Okay, bed bugs carry disease, many vectors, they call them, right, George?
Well, get the words. There's no known identified diseases that can be backed up. We suppose that there are going to be incidental vectors. As far as what they pick up in the blood, there's potential.
Well, the important thing is they can't give it to us. They can get it. They get it. They have it. They carry it, but they don't transmit it. There's no proof of that right now.
That's
right?
True, but there's a thought that MRSA, for example, could be an issue.
Okay. Really?
But it's
through
not,
bed bugs, the vector.
I don't know this for a fact, but it's been said.
Yeah.
Around, I hear it, and we think about it as a possibility, but not a certainty.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is a very bad problem, and it's everywhere. Chicago's number one, according to Orkin.
What? Number one in the country? We're number one?
Well, yeah, they go between cities,
wait,
you know. Because,
ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
We're number one. Bed bugs, woohoo!
Gets me interviewed
Chicago,
a lot. It's good.
Chicago.
Gets me interviewed a lot. It's good.
I guess it does. Get you on shows like this, right? And you've been dealing with this for some time.
We've been doing it almost every day for a number of years now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a hard thing to get rid of. George will attest to it. It's a very hard thing.
Very hard. And
why?
Very
why?
Detailed.
What is it about bed bugs that makes them so tough to eradicate?
They seek hiding places, and they like to get into places where they can be contacting all sides, three sides of their body, for example. That's something that is common for a lot of cockroaches, too, where they will look for a place to hide, and they squeeze into places. And also because they collect with a pheromone odor, which is an aggregation of pheromone, where they all will gather together in a spot eventually. So,
but unlike cockroaches, they will tell. What's their interaction with human beings?
Well, of course,
we're the food, right?
We're the host.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
The host. I mean, but cockroaches don't do that. I mean, in that regard, cockroaches are they're a lot less scary, it seems to me.
Well, see, but once they've had a meal, they can go into a wall, for instance, and live there a year and a half without a meal again, right? And they can, they can even mate. They could have babies even when they're not, they haven't had a meal. So they multiply fast.
Well, the time apparently bed bugs will live about a year takes 1.5 to 2 months to mature from an egg to an adult. They go through a series of molts where they shed the outer skin and then go on to the next level until they reach
it. How old will a big bug? How long can a bed bug live?
We think a year, maybe a little longer, mm-hmm. is possible. But they can live longer if they don't have a food supply, for example.
And they actually live longer without food?
If there's no host around, they can hang on sometimes beyond that.
They're perverse, right? You can't kill me. I don't have any food, but I'm just going to hang on here until I find some.
And that's why when we use heat or steam or any kind of treatment like that, sometimes freezing people use, I don't think that works, but that's there,
yeah.
That it'll last maybe 30 days, maybe a little longer, but then it comes back.
Well, all right. I want to get into that. I got to take care of some business here. And Kay, don't worry. We're going to get to you too, because Kay Karish is also here in the studio. That's Rick Moskowitz from A-Plus Pest Control. We also have George Manning from American Pest Solutions. We're talking bed bugs. Your phone calls are welcome, 773-763-9278. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk. We've got a new strategy, and that's part of the reason we're here, to talk about a new strategy. Now, what was the old strategy, Rick?
Well, the old strategy was chemicals a lot of people used, which don't work anymore a lot of times.
Is it because the bugs have become resistant to them?
I think a lot of times they're still using some of the chemicals in Europe, and when they come here, that's how we're getting them.
You know, it's interesting, because I talked to an entomologist, and again, you might want to comment on this, a number of years ago, and we got into that whole argument about DDT and mosquitoes and malaria. And it was this entomologist's contention. This person told me that we didn't stop using DDT because it was killing birds. We stopped using DDT because it stopped working, that insects were becoming resistant to it to some degree. What's your feeling on that, George?
That's not 100%. The biggest problem we had is with all of those products that are chlorinated hydrocarbons that took everything out, DDT and the others. It certainly did affect the birds, as we all know. Resistance was rather difficult to achieve. It did happen in certain instances because insects are able to generate an enzyme that helps to wipe out whatever.
And we do know that with future generations that some of the products we use, they become less and less effective. Now, that's what you were talking about, Rick.
Yes, I was. I think that's why you wanted me to talk about Kiltronic, so what the difference, right?
Well, and then the other thing about you were going to say, we started with chemicals.
We use steam. There's a heat remediation or thermal remediation where you heat the place up to 130 degrees. And slowly,
the whole room or just the mattress
the whole apartment,
or what?
The whole place. Okay. And then it slowly pulls bugs out of the walls, and then
you stomp them,
and they die. Everything dies.
You wait till they come out. Right. You stomp them, right?
Let me comment on that.
Okay,
there's a different techniques of using steam.
Okay,
so it's not all one method.
That was heat. That's heat remediation.
But,
right.
But heat itself and steam too are basically the idea that you destroy the insect with the temperature change. That's they can't take that temperature. But there's other problems using heat, and that is that there are things that will be affected by heat. So you have to be in an appropriate
like
place
what?
To use it. Well, plastics, for example.
Oh, I see. The materials. Yeah,
you
sure.
You probably have
melt.
Chips and different things.
Is your paint going to peel off of your walls?
You could have issues. So it's not really a
warping.
Total,
warping,
but,
yeah.
But to say use heat, use steam, those specifically all by themselves certainly aren't going to take care of some of the hideaways, like, for example, wall plugs, places where these insects will find a hiding place. So it's not totally useful in every situation. There's a niche of use.
Okay, now, that brings us to Kiltronic.
Yeah.
Which is, explain what that is.
Okay, well, back when in January, we were talking about the bed bug ordinance, Chicago ordinance, I testified at City Hall. I didn't know about Kiltronic. you know, when I testified with the Rogers Park builders, they asked me to do, and I'm with Rachel Rosenberg from the Safer Pest Control Project,
right,
and two other people, Ruth, who's now the director, and another person. And 2 days later, Rachel actually emailed me and said this company, Killtronics, contacted her. So would you check it out? And I called the company, and they sent me the survey, this study that was done by Dr. Deanie Miller of Virginia Tech. And she's a very big shot entomologist. She speaks all over the country. She's very well known. George knows her. And I know her because she tested one of my products before, mm-hmm. The original's formula. So what she did, well, I called Tim McCoy, who's really her husband, who actually does the research. And I asked him, is it for real? Because you've got the study, and in the study, there are 50 bed bugs that died within a week. Mm-hmm. They died over the course of 7 days. And the control group, they didn't die. And I'm walking on this material, it's a fabric that's treated, and it's a patent-pending treatment. So the patent is how they put it in the fabric. You've got some of it in front of you there.
Yeah.
And how they embed it.
I don't have it here. Did you? Oh,
okay.
Here it is.
Right. I can say how they impregnate it, but a better word is embed, I guess. It's how they embed it with this material.
We've got all kinds of it here in the studio.
Right.
I'm holding some of it.
And there's a mattress cover we make out of it, and things like that. So he told me it was for real.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately said, I called the president of the company, and Killtronics said, I want to buy the rights to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up, we bought the rights to Chicago, and I ended up with Illinois. Both my companies bought the rights to it. And in California, we had some things in California we did. We're going to have cruise lines, all kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
hotels. So we're doing many, and we've used this in hotels. The way it works is it's a fabric that's treated with this material. And an insect that walks over it is going to pick it up. It's a powder that's in it with minerals in it.
Well, you're telling me it's diatomaceous earth.
Yeah, the diatomaceous earth is the carrier.
Okay,
so that holds.
But it's not like you could sprinkle diatomaceous earth you're not going to do that. But no, this is it's incorporated
in there. This stuff is so safe. You got it in your hand. This cloth that a child could chew. It's food grade. A child chewed on it or an animal, I wouldn't hurt them.
Well, let's that brings us to Kay, who's been sitting here very patiently, just roll on up to the mic, Kay, and tell us about Green Building Connections, because how you're connected to all of this.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? I have a couple of connections. First, I'm a certified green consultant, and what I do is I go into any type of business or organization, and I don't take a look at what you do, I take a look at how you do what you do. So I certified the first gas station as a green business in the country.
Wait, where was that?
That's in Deerfield.
What's the first green gas station?
It's a Citgo gas station, and it's owned by Dave Welsh. And when we did it...
Give Dave a ding there. Now, what makes a gas station green?
Isn't that interesting? In the first year, Dave made 18 different structural changes to his environment that changed from either toxic to natural and non-invasive, or from... energy waste to energy conservation, let's say by changing light bulbs. He didn't have a programmable thermostat. You know, a lot of the changes that people can make are not a big deal.
They're changes that everybody can make. It's not like he had greener gasoline.
That's exactly right.
He changed the building and what he was doing.
He didn't have greener gasoline, but what he did do is he put, I know you have someone coming in talking about rain barrels. He put rain barrels on the outside connected to his overhang because he has a lot of plantings, and that's what he uses to water his plants. He also changed the chemical that he used to wash down the roads if there's a gas spill to an enzyme base so that when he washes it down into the city's sewers, he's not putting toxins in the water and washing it.
Where's this gas station located?
It's right on Waukegan Road in Deerfield, Illinois.
Waukegan and what, do you know?
Waukegan and kind of near Greenwood.
Okay. Folks, if you're listening, you're driving that way, you need to fill up, go into Dave's place right now, say, I stopped in because you're one of the greenest gas stations in the country, and I just heard it on the Mike Novak Show, and tell him that.
That's great. That's really great.
Why not?
So I met Rick because Rick actually has a very green concept in running his business, but... I have nothing to do
which
with
which is A-plus pest control.
Which is A-plus pest control. He actually has two businesses.
And yeah, there's a sister company, which is
Plus Natural Solutions.
Plus Natural Solutions, like worldwide.
Worldwide.
Yes.
Inc.
Inc.
And I went in, and I have a certification process that I go through. And in each category that I go through, in order to become certified, you have to obtain 50% of the practices as a certified, verified, transparent green practice. So, for example, in waste, Rick achieved a 50% in waste, and he has half a point in paperless document
systems. You're reading right off. She's got the report here, folks.
I do. That's the whole point, is that people say that they're green, but how do we know it?
And well, your company, Green Building Connections, are you a third-party certifier?
Yes, I am. Okay. I would love to come in, and I'd love to certify the radio station. There is nothing that can't be certified. There's nothing that can't get certified because, again, it's how you do what you do. I'm looking up right now at your lights, and I see that you have done a great job on your lights, and that's one of the biggest things that I look for.
Okay.
There's a lot of businesses that are still using the really fat fluorescent lights, and you know they don't know that there are state programs which will help them pay for retrofitting those lights, not just in a commercial setting, not just in a government setting, but in the residence.
So you're happy with what Rick's doing?
I'm very happy with what Rick is doing, but I have another connection, and this one I'm not happy with. My parents live in an assisted living environment, and they had bed bugs. So while
like a town, you don't have to tell me.
In Niles.
Okay.
A big facility.
It's a large facility. And they really, you know, attended to it. And this happened while I was working with Rick. And then Rick started to talk about the bed bug Kiltronic system that he was really, really genuinely excited about. I mean, he was calling me at home and saying, you're never going to believe this, and this is what I found.
Yeah, but he does that to me, too. So yeah.
And it's all natural. But I'm listening with a new ear because now my parents have bed bugs.
And I got to ask you know, and so you decided you had to do something about this.
Well, I decided that I needed to certainly share information, and now the organization is looking very seriously at implementing Rick's system throughout the country because bed bugs have no socioeconomic boundary.
That's going to be my next question before I break real quick, which is, where do you find them? You say a nursing home, and I think, okay, yeah, this is not my house, and it's probably big institutions, and where they can't control everything. Do you find things in homes as well?
Mike, can I answer that for a second?
Sure.
My husband travels for a living,
okay,
and I live in fear because he stays in hotel after hotel, and you know, nicer hotels.
Sure.
And Kiltronics just did in New York City a very high end nameless hotel that. Unfortunately, and it's one of the nicest ones, had a bed bug infiltrate.
You would recognize the name.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe I've stayed there. Who knows?
That's the point. I just, I had a girlfriend that also travels for a living. Mm-hmm. She stays with us when she's in Chicago, and she didn't bring any of her clothes in. I said, Joni, why not? And she said, you know, I had a bed bug experience. I said, oh, I have something for you. I immediately called Rick. I immediately bought the supplies. I immediately gave her a gift.
And what was the gift?
The gift was the spray bottle, and now we're going to ship out some other things. There's
the Kiltronics you can use in a spray
as
well?
There's a kit for traveling.
Wow.
We have for back-to-school people. And they're going to have a portable mattress cover coming out soon, which you'll be able to fold up, put in your suitcase.
Well, you have the mattress cover here.
This is a full one, a full fitted one. These are fitted.
Okay.
They come with it. When we do apartments, this
comes with...
Let's
get the camera on that, please. Oh, we've got the Carol with the camera. Yeah.
That's part of the kit is that, and the kill tape, the strips of ribbon I showed you.
Sure.
And pads, which go into the couches and stuff like that. And we put it in the outlets. We put it everywhere, even hotel rooms.
And George, you had your hand up for a second then.
I've been called in as an expert witness on a case in New Mexico in a major hotel. Actually, it's in Santa Fe. But I'm witness for the hotel in this case, and it's quite interesting. The attorney who has a bevy of attorneys in his office is suing because he was bitten and claims that it was at that location that this occurred. So it's involved, but I'm a part of that.
Well, okay. I wish we had, you know, if we had another hour, probably go on and answer all kinds of questions about this. So what I'm going to preview right here is when we come back, I want people to know where they can get the product, because they're listening and saying, well, I know somebody's got a big, you know, and I mean for personal use or for professional use or for somebody, you know, like you said, in a nursing home or a hotel, how do they report them, that sort of thing. So that's what when we come back. And also, Rick, I'm going to let you sing the jingle.
Oh.
You're not ready for that?
Yeah, okay.
You brought your guitar. It's not like okay. You can be surprised.
Surprise.
Okay. All right. We just got a couple of minutes here. First of all, before we do the jingle, because I want people to be really prepared for that and to strap themselves down and make sure that they don't have food in their mouths and things like that, okay? Where do you get Killtronics?
Okay, I just want to say a couple things before I say that quickly.
Yeah.
And that is, this is a 24/7 solution, because once you put the fabric down, it's going to stay there forever, and it's guaranteed forever. Once
I thought bed bugs worked 9 to 5.
Yeah, well, no, not really.
Okay.
In the middle of the night when you're sleeping, even though they bite you.
All right.
So, and insurance companies are going to cover this, too, because...
When you say they're going to cover that, what
does that
mean?
It's cheaper than litigation, so a lot of insurance companies are going to start, because even pest control companies are getting sued now. Everybody's
because they
the liability issue. So building owners are under liable. This has a $1 million policy which covers building owners against suit.
Uh-huh.
For this, we can talk about that. If somebody calls me, I'll tell them about it.
Oh, really?
But it's forever.
So once you, okay. So you're basically that's your guarantee on the
product. Guarantee that the fabric will last forever. Bed bugs will die as long as it's there, or they'll replace it.
I'll be darned. Okay.
It works.
All right, so where do folks get this? That's what I want to know.
Well, since
you are a dealer.
We're the factory rep.
Are you involved in this as well?
I've become involved, and the first place that I went to, of course, was the assisted living, because now it's very personal.
Yeah.
And my mission for Green Building Connections, anyway, is to connect all businesses and organizations with third-party certifications as well as green products. And this is as green as it gets.
That's good for me. I appreciate that. I'm glad to hear that.
Come to me. Contact me, and I'll.
So, are you?
Set up.
How many dealers or places?
Anywhere in the country they can come to me, and I'll set them up. And I've got dealers in Chicago distributors that work with me.
That's what I guess I meant.
And
distributors
of
the product. I mean, you're not going to get this in a retail store, right?
But we will have retail products though. Will be some. You're going to see
not
them in
yet,
stores,
though.
Right?
But that's coming up. So in the meantime, you want to go to...
You know, we have purses, we have backpacks, we have suitcases. All this stuff's going to be treated with Killtronics. We'll have all that stuff.
And to start...
Call me.
APlusPest.com. You can go to www.APlusPest.com or call Rick. What's the first number here?
847-676-3477.
Okay. And he will have more information about this. All right. Everybody, are we all girding our loins here?
Or email me at rick@APlusPest.com.
Okay, rick@APlusPest.com, and you can find out more about this. And he might do this to you on the phone or in person if you show up. And it goes something
only
like...
Only you, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Do your bed bugs lose their life on the bedpost overnight? Only with Killtronics do they disappear from sight. The tested proven system that eliminates the pest. So folks, I guarantee you'll finally get a good night's rest. Short version. Killtronics fabric. Killtronics fabric. Killtronics, that's the system that kills the bed bugs. Once again, not Killtronics. We do it like we live there. Remember?
As Spike Odell used to say, you ain't getting this up and down the dial, folks. Thank you so much, all of you, for stopping by. Kay Karish, George Manning, and, of course, the inimitable Rick Moskovitz. If you want more information, go to it's all up on my website, mikenovak.net. Go to this week's show, and you will find it there.